Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 13th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expulsion of Dr. Thokozani Kupe from Parliament and the fight over the MTC name and symbols.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
And thanks once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we're talking about the escalating tension in the opposition MTC party.
Dr. Thokozani Kupe was expelled from parliament after she seemingly lost a power struggle with Nelson Chamisa to head the organization after the death of founder Morgan Tsvangirai. The decision was announced in parliament yesterday, but Dr. Kupe has indicated that she will appeal the decision.
Meanwhile, the chamber application in which the MTC, led by Mr. Chamisa, is seeking to bar Dr. Kupe from using the same name and symbols was today postponed to Tuesday after Ms. Kupe's lawyer, Lamo Matuku, failed to make it to the High Court in Bulawayo.
Kuonguka ama wadiwa nasi tutautitinge chitarisa bata mrefu, bata mfupi irimu bato re MDCT pakati pava Nelson Chamisa na Dr. Thokozani Kupe. Nezuro dare re paramendi rakazi isa iro kutitainge rapo wa tsamba ne, na nechikwata chava Chamisa richi zivisi kwa iro kuti Mai Kupe wa nufanara kudzingwa mbatu nekuta abacha mudariri nekuta abacha mirire zvido zve MDCT. Si Mai Kupe wa nuti aiwa hivo ndo chaivo chaivo vachiri kumirira batu iro nekudaro vachaedza kuti vange vachikwikwidza nyaya iyoyi. Nasi matare kublawa yoko manga mchitifanira kunge mchize wao nyaya yekuti yakakwidzwa na vachamisa yekuti Mai Kupe vasa shandise zitari kuti MDCT kana mifananidzo iya ine chanza nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Asi nyaya inauzonzwika mudare nhasi nekuti muzvinafundo Lavimo Maduku vanga vasingakwanise nhasi kuti vange vachienda kuBulawayo ikoko vanovagweta raMai Kupe. Nekudaro nyaya iyi ichanzwikwa svondo rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Tira kunzwa kuti munoti kudimi vatereri nemamiriro ari kuita akaita zvinhu MDCT zvakaita manyama amire nerongo nyika yatarisana nesarudzo. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo zvuri kandaba ndingachona njani lapel corner kona ngapo tina lapha ke siyaphila lo blessing. So ke namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lukaNkosazana Thokozani Kupe. Siyawazi ukuthi sexotshiwe edala lepharlamente licele le MDCT elikhokhelwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Bemxotsha ke bathi siwaziphumela ke kubandla njalo labo sebamxotsha kubandla le-MDCT ngoba wayengasalandeli izinqumo ezithethwe yi-National Council yebandla lelokuthi ezokuthi kumele ukuthi umnumzana uChamisa abe nguye okhokhela i-MDCT. So lokhu kulandela ke ubhubha kwamnumzana kwamoyi uMorgan Tsvangirai ngonhlolanja. Sizwile njalo kobulawayo khona ngalo ukuthi beungazani bekumele kuthethwa icala lokuthi ke uMakhupe usebenzisa lokhu kuthiwa ngama-symbols e-MDC. Konke nje la ma-teachers ababebhaliwe i-MDC kumele angakusebenzise. Kodwa ke igqwetha likaMakhupe uDr. Lamo Maduku kasenelisanga ukuthi afike ke kobulawayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Sifuna ukuthi sikhulume lani bantu ukuthi litsho ukuthi pho indlela ye-MDCT iyangaphi kususela namhlanje. Ye kunjalo mfowenu.
Wonguka mawadiwa nasi tutauti tinge tichi tarisa iyo bata murefu bata mfupiri MDCT. Tinenge tine mterero yokutanga our first guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson of the MDCT. Because of the divisions, we can say the Kupe faction, because there's another one led by Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, yeah. Zimbabwe. Zizonje. Amanja.
Amanja, wait.
So, Mr. Kutu, tell us what is going on, because Ms. Kupe was recalled from Parliament, and there's this issue of you know, the name of the MTCT and so forth. So what's going on with all this?
Let me just start by saying the RICO. The RICO was very unfortunate in the sense that it's just a manifestation of the malice of the other of some of our colleagues. It just shows that they are motivated by hatred, they are motivated by ill will, they are motivated by you know, bad faith. What I would want to call in Latin, they call it malafides, you know, extreme bad faith. you know, it's when you look at Parliament, the 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe will be dissolved maybe in the next 2-3 months, maybe at most 3 more months to go. Then you say, what motivates this decision to want to clandestinely recall Honorable Dr. Thokozani Kuphe? It can only be a manifestation of hatred, a manifestation of evil. But the good thing is, evil at the end of the day never wins. Evil is evil, and evil never wins. So we are excited to say that we have since made the relevant consultations with the Office of the Speaker of Parliament, the Clerk of Court, and I can also confirm that we have done the necessary legal, you know, research, legal homework, and this morning I was in consultation with our legal advisor, and it's none other than Professor Ramoma Duku, a constitutional law expert, and we are going to be filing an urgent chamber application to have that recall misguided, mischievous, and malicious recall set aside. Dr. Kuphe is, I was talking to her a few minutes ago, she's actually driving from Victoria Falls. She was in the rural areas just outside Victoria Falls. We were busy campaigning, you know, meeting people, explaining to them, and preparing for elections. So all things being equal, she must be in Harare by midday tomorrow. And the papers will be filed at the High Court as soon as she has appended a signature to a founding affidavit. I mean, we are thoroughly convinced that, look, at the end of the day, the Parliament of Zimbabwe misdirected itself. There's a pending legal issue at the High Court in Bulawayo. As you know, these other colleagues of ours, they went to court. They filed an application, which we've thoroughly opposed, competently opposed. We prepared very comprehensive opposing papers. And I'm happy today to advise the nation that one of our counsel, a very competent young lawyer, Advocate Kolani Ngwenya in Bulawayo, mm-hmm. stood in for us in Bulawayo today because Professor Maduku was apparently tied up in Harare. He had an urgent board meeting that he had to attend, and so he could make it to Bulawayo to argue the matter on our behalf at 4 p.m., at 2 p.m. The day before Honorable Justice Francis Mbere in chambers. So Advocate Kolani Ngwenya, then we instructed him to apply for a postponement on our behalf. Surprisingly, the other party vigorously opposed the application for postponement. They were pleased that the judge saw no merit in their opposition, and he laughed it off and said, no, he's going to postpone the matter to enable Professor Maduku to come and argue the matter on Tuesday next week.
Mm, thank you. And thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And now we are being joined by our second guest, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, you are not a party to all this crisis in the MDC. Of course, they say if you stay close to a cemetery, you don't have to mourn for everybody. So we just want your expert analysis, Mr. Mavinga. Can courts really resolve such issues like we are seeing in the MDC?
Well, clearly where there are disputes that cannot be resolved amicably, then correctly the last resort should be the court to adjudicate. With political matters, it would have been best if there is an amicable internal resolution. But in the absence of that, it is correct that the court of law would have to determine, because how else would you resolve a dispute where there are differences that are irreconcilable? Mm-hmm. So I believe that it is not the best solution. in the circumstances, it becomes the only viable solution unless the parties will give agreed to some kind of arbitration. But if the absence of some kind of agreement, then yes, the way to go would be for the courts to decide on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, do you see these sides, these factions reconciling anytime soon?
No, not at all. I think the bigger picture that we have to look at, unfortunately, is that here what is imminent is a clear split. And so it's a process of a divorce whereby the court would intervene to decide on the dissolution of the failed union and how the property that was acquired, including the names and other things, will be divided between the parties. So I don't think that it is for the court to try and help the parties to find each other. That is done outside of court when there is some kind of roundtable conference to talk. But when it comes to the court, I think it's really about, how to separate the two parties in a manner as clean as is possible, which is unfortunate because in the end, it weakens the democratic movement because divided people are weaker. But if there is no common ground in terms of values, in terms of principles, in terms of positions on how to proceed, especially with regards to the issue of succession for the late Morgan Tsvangirai, then clearly it points to an imminent divorce for which the court has to come in and assist the parties in separating.
Yeah, we are kulumala bage. Umnumzana Mavinga uti ke okwenzakala ku MTC kusobala kakhulu ukuthi akusoze kulungiswe umthetho wendaba. Uthi umthetho wendaba uzakwenza kuphela ukuthi ke kuhlanganiswe amabandla lawa nqa sebechiyana. Kuyafana nomuntu nqa ithethe ukuthi singazo divorce kumele ukuthi kudindwe phela isithupho ukuthi selichiyana phela. So uthi ikho kwenzakala kubandla le MTC lokho ngoba umthetho wendaba yona ngwakho ungeke waphuma lesinqumo singani siyakhanya. So ke kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Tumbudzoka kwamuri va gutu vamwe kava gutu vari kuti hongu munogona kunge muchitaura yenyu zviri pamutemo asi kana pachitariswa vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kunzi vari kufarira vachamisa munowirira nazve. Va gutu
Mutishona. Blessing. Iwo unogona zvona undipfuura ndoziva.
Pane aiwa ndimunorova.
Hanzi atingadye poison nokunyara vachikaranga zvoti nokuzvoda. Nokuti chakashata chakashata. Ndiwo ukaona munhu achiita zvakashata woti ndaona munhu uyo achipa zaimba yamuridzi. Achipa TV yomuridzi asi ndaona vanhu vazhinji vachimukuzira kuti ipa shamari uri gamba ita izvozvo zviri right sokuba iwoti nokuti kare ndichiri kubhodhing Fletcher uko taiti hanzi unoda kufadza momos hanzi yazvoti unoda kufadza vanhu vakawanda
fadza chauko
zvisina zvako kuti zvakashata isu tinoti kwete ndo zvakasaka kuti Zimbabwe tipinde muna taisireva blessing. Zvato vatereri vandinzwe ipapo ndosa zvakasaka kuti iye manje nyika yedu ivondomoke zvayaita zvinhu zvainge itwa zvakashata tichiti nokuti munhu anonzi anodiwa navanhu ngazviitwe kwakaitwa zvinhu zvakashata zvaka if we go back in the early 80s vakatanga zvana gukura hunditamopfasi weyoung adults ndinotona kuti zvinhu hazvina kunaka izvi but vanhu vainge ti hashi no Mugabe is very popular, he speaks good English, he's a good orator. Saka, ngazvinyararwe achiponda vanhu achiuraya vanhu. So isu tiri kuti once taita zvinhu zvakadaro posterity blessing will judge us very harshly. We have to stand by what is right. What is right may appear outwardly to be unpopular, but it doesn't mean that we have to abandon it and they just go with the wind because the perception is that the wind is popular. Mm-hmm. Because when you go out there, you will actually be surprised that this perception of so-called popularity is actually misplaced and it's unfounded. I'll tell you what. On Sunday, ndakapedza zuva rose ndiri kumashonal and east province. Kumareserva emashonal and east. Takatanga kupinda marondera tikaita musangano panonzi pamawo atipaya Justini inonzi chikoro ichi Peter House. Takasamisika nezvadakaona tichinzwa kuti hanza hamash east door. So-called stronghold, ZANU, PF. But it has to be a woman and I found an hour to go on a one. Like I wonder where do MDCT. But it am Dara Maturino get a mite of Zaganaka Mauya. Because on a Chaunga Chavan would insist that I would take the Rabumirum Temo and the Ruta or Alan, Wumna Misha, Langa, Bagunana, Weza, Amanga, Baguma Pras, Guzi, Marondera West. Your Leslie is actually made up of my former commercial farming areas, 57 former commercial farming areas. I'm told those leaders make up a Mashona, Marondera West constituents. Wamanga bagwam toko, amanga bagumuzi, amanga bayakunuzi, jokuno kotwa, nagasamisika nagata. Sakati, tinongonye peri wakunza, those ripopira wana wazire, wanaguma reserva wazire, nagasamisika, ndopa nakana watu wano, wamu Zimbabwe, wano zazo, wano da. And avadi zvokuti titedzere zvakaitwa naMugabe zvokusatedzera mutemo zvokusatedzera constitution vanoziva kuti zvinotishitsa kuna taisireva saka this perception yekuti hanzi ava vanhu vakawanda vari uko ndokuri popular that's a blue lie.
Tinotenda vagutu Gibbs.
So we've got people who are actually sending us messages right now. We've got Njabulo Nyati Makurane. Who says, don't confuse a lot of people, Mr. Kutu. So Chamisa is the legitimate person who has to run the MTC. So then he says, please don't confuse people. Then we've got Imbizo, who says, our country has many problems. Why do you always talk about party infighting? Are you, he's saying we shouldn't talk every day about this party infighting. Yeah? So angazi kuti ke Imbizo. Wanting is a bonding thinking as corner, got a woman schooling a colloquy. A goose away a gift to Molu saying, Uti, yes, one a lap a gooty, a gumer who permits again, go to Cambajan, Uta Valoria to Bagacool. Goose away and Jaloge, a Uraymond, Uti, my gaegele into a kele, ukupe. So he's saying that Coupe should actually do the right thing. I don't know which right thing he's talking about. Then we've got Desmond Mambingwe, who says, Yeo Tube and we are really watching, and please ask one question for me. And here's the question, Mr. Kutu. Desmond Mambikwe says, are you the authentic MTCT?
Absolutely. I don't know how I can put it. We are not only the authentic, we are the authentic, the legitimate, the rightful, and the constitutional MTCT. Why did Hudaro? We are saying we are the authentic and rightful constitutional and legitimate MCT because we are the party that has said, let's follow what the constitution says. I will refer readers, I know, or listeners, I know not everyone has got a copy of the constitution of MCT. But as you know, it's really important with the article 9.21.1. The MDC Constitution. Inotaura iyo kuti kana president weparty achinge a resigner kana kuti ashaika. Pane ito inonzi extraordinary congress. In fact, chirungu chakashandiswa vanoti there shall be an extraordinary congress held or to be held within no later than 1 year from the date of resignation or the date of death of the president.
So this means that you are not the authentic one because no Congress has been held, right?
Yeah, this is why we are saying we are the authentic one, because we are saying let's go to Congress. This is why on the 21st of April we gave notices in terms of the Constitution. We are going to an extraordinary Congress, Muswa 21 April, kunosarudza a new president.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so
much. But Mr. Agut, your critics are also saying that the problem was that Mrs. Kupe was no longer attending the party meetings ever since Mr. Tsvangirai decided to form this MDC alliance.
No, that's a lie. Look, I'm a member of the National Standing Committee, Blessing. Mm-hmm. I can tell the nation, I can tell the listeners, that she was coming. The time that she would not attend, she would be like, you know, out of the country, baby, on parliamentary business. As you know, she's a member of the parliamentary women's caucus.
But Mr. Agutu, there were times when she would attend parliament and not attend those party meetings.
No. Like I said, I can tell you for certain that our Manyepo, the few meetings that he didn't attend, they were legitimate excuses and apologies. Was one, pamwanenge wafamba nenyaya dzeparliament kana nenyaya dzemusangano. So, kunzi vanga vasinga achatendi ma meeting vemusangano when President Tsvangirai was still alive, that is a blue lie. I don't know Mama Nyepo.
But Mr. Gut, I did talk to Mr. Tsvangirai, may God bless his soul.
Yes.
He was talking about that, her not attending and then trying to have a meeting with her so that they iron out their differences. Their differences was there. There were differences.
Yes, there were differences around the issue of MDC alliance. That I cannot deny.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue of Utuanga Singa attended my meeting, to be honest with you. I mean, I will say God is my witness. Mm-hmm. All the meetings, I think if she missed the meeting, she must have missed two or three. Vantino Zio Angwa Singa attended my meetings from about May or whatever last year, the former national chairperson Wakazo resigned, the Honorable Lamondo Danamoyo, but not Dr. Kupe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have to make that distinction.
Thank you so much. What is starting a call? Kulo call la vekwani. Baba Sibusiso kunjani? You call kunjani Baba Sibusiso?
Nyakuzwa mkhulu.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena udabalo luka makhuphe ulibona njani? Le MTC yona ngwayo. Ungathini ngakho khona?
Hayi mina le ntinzi isukuhlunga kakhulu baba uDube ngoba lo mama uyisebenzele le party. Wathi Tsvangirai endodana yakhe le ulokhu zweni ukhamisa lo ehluleke ukuthi bamfake esihlalweni. Phela uke nguvice lo umuntu owakhethwa kuCongress. Ukhamisa lo ukuyaphi lo? Yabona into le ibuhlungu nje vele sekuvele kubonakala ukuthi ngamaphathi ayi-2 uTsvangirai nguye owamosha zonke lezi zinto ngokuthatha faka abangakhi esihlalweni abantu abangavotelwanga kuCongress. Umakhuphe vele ube yivayisi uTsvangirai wazwakala kuthi asenamavayisi awu-3 bayewakhethephi la abangani bakhe ababedizane bonke yilo ntuze uyakhombisa vele ukuthi laba abantu babodwa lathi sisodwa. Mina vele ngithiyile le phathi umakhuphe kathiye kulo mthwakazi lapha join umthwakazi ngoba le nto le iyabonisa ukuthi laba abantu babodwa bafuna ukusisebenzisa thina kuphela vele senzela ukuthi bethole amavoti ngayo. Akabathiye benjalo le MDC yabo ekaTsvangirai nguye vele umuntu wamosha izinto ngesikhathi efaka lowo kuni. Umakhuphe sebethi uwenzeni wayengabuki ekuhlanganeni kwakubangelwa yini? Angithi kwakuyizenzo zabo. Emthumela abantu makhuphi ukuthi azoshayo kwenze zonke lezi zinto wayezoya khona ngani. Kumanje ukhamisa ngithi ususa khona le marondela wabaletha ngapha eBulawayo baletha kurali. Kula bantu yini akade bezoza kurali? Laba bantu uzobabonga ngani? Angithi kuzothathwa yona le msebenzi engekho ngapha koBulawayo ibongwe laba bantu phela usazobabonga uma ewinile.
Ye, lokhu asilaqiniso Sibusiso. Lokho asilaqiniso lakho ukuthi kubisa abantu ye sasazi
ube akathiye lokho akathiye lokho mama lo umthwakazi ukhona lapha join umthwakazi thina sayichaye li MDC mina ngachaye wale maraposa ngalimala ngichaye li MDC ukuthi ngabantu sihlangene kanti abantu babodwa ingcono kakhulu izalo PF kulaleyi lokuzweni vele angisafunde ukuzwa ngayo mina le
phansi. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibusiso, sibongela kakhulu mfowethu.
So
according to Sibusiso, this is painful that Ms. Kupe has to go this way. And he says the best thing for her is to join Mtokazi Republic Party, nothing else. He says leave the MDC and join Mtokazi. So that's his opinion. And he says the person who created all these problems is the late Moken Tsvangirai. Because he says, you know, he actually appointed 2 vice presidents. So that created a crisis within the party.
Regatini kune mumwe muteereri vagura jena makadi.
Nani zangu mgoma Blessing Makadiwe.
Ayo waisu tiri nani tipe upungwa zenye.
Mazita zenye. Ndi noda kutanga undi mbopi ngila mgoma zivusiso wa wangawari utaurao. Ngabari kikutora zinu nekuti marudhi. Wa toko zani kupe mtevele kana kuti shivota wa zemtu wakazi. Tunda kwa wakanyika. Zoshi nje kutanga. Shakare kana tichitarisa zinu. Ngati tevelei zinu ziru kuitika. Kwete kuzibatira pa msoro. Ndatenda zangu ipapo ndio yakuna vagutu vagutu ndio vimba vakateerera munhu watanga tichivimba tichi trust uye tichifarira asi chinja ndoda kuti taurire kuvanhu ava kubva kuna Mike Kupe ndio vimba vakateerera vagutu ndio vimba vakateerera kusvika kuna vachamisa vese vanhu vari muma opposition parties chinja ndoda kuti kutaurire vagutu ndechekuti Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzinja tose takadzinja musati kuti tikuteererei Mwona sekuti inini njima kati za udarika wa mvese wa mnozi za udarika wa mvese. We are following you guys. Jamuru kuita seti kusitio ya tishu wana. Sekano watu nge tichipi gira. Murukura ambanya hei kuti inini Mike Kupe wanga wa singa hindi kumisangani. Mike Kupe wanga wa singa cha hindi kumisangani. Nekuda kuma differences. Awanga wa inao. Panyaye ala hindi. Of which itaita makore aka wanda tichijiwa tichitambu zika mkati minita ino. Tikapatari kwa muri CMDC. Pakavani kupatanurana vaoshi menuwe wachinda saidi, vatenda iditu wachinda saidi, wajinji wanu wakabuda mendisi. Jikarwaza ane kutitajigiwa, tatambula ane kutiwanu wapatanura. Mavota ane kutivaidika, zantu yevi wana mkani. Nasu uno futi, mima wakita chumichimweche techoche. Tati isu wachangiraisha wati, wanu nga wabatani. Wanu wazoke zana, wabiki wazoka, wawoshi menuwe wazoka. Tati chaita chumichakanaka. Then Mr. Toko Zanu Kupe is going against that alliance. Waruba uti chende kupi, chaka pata nurana. Atizi kuba gentleman wanano tengwa, ne msangano za mkif. Kudumu give ide zimu, uti kondi kutina tambuzi. Atizi kuzifarila ni kuti murugita zimu, kichisu wona. Ende chiku tele raisa wana tenge kichifarila. Mkati wana
vida wana uziza. Vaa gura jena. Vaa gutwara upindura ipapo.
Lawa pindure.
Vaa gutu.
Na waza mata ura. Asi, ndo, nabuzi gula jina romu Zimbabwe. Kuti munhu ukaita pfungwa dzinenge dzakasiyana nedzemumwe unobva wanenedzerwa watengwa nezano waita sei ndoda kupikana Mwari Mwari wakatisika Mwari akandisika ini semunhu ndingatengwa nezano ndichitengerwa chii nzira yanasika inei chendingada kuzano chii handina kumbogara ever since ndakazvarwa ndakatsigira zano kana kuvhotera zano that's a fact vanhu vezano ndizivo they can bear me out. Saka namchiti tatengwa nezano. Atizuti tikazotengwa nhasi nezano. Ndichidei kuzano jaino zondi tenga. Nizora nandashigari ino. Ndonzi tatengwa nezano. Chatinga shaya. Andisoda angu kutimukati hapa mkutu wa uda kuzipembe zaka na kuonererwa. But I mean this is a fact. What would I need from Zanu PF that I cannot work for myself in English? So right. I think it's actually very unfortunate. Kuti instead of kuti chite analyze my issues tichinaso ongorora kuti zvakamira sei zvakamira sei ukangeta muonero wakasiyana unobva unenedzerwa kuti watengwa nezano uri kudya mari yezano mari yezano yacho ndakadya ndeipi imari
isu vagutu tiri kuti nguva yacho yekuti muite extraordinary meeting yacho yamuri kureva iyoyo nini ye congress right. From all this time, my coupe, wanga wachiki iku impoza ma differences. Avo, zota uga nezo, zo before kushaka kwa wachangirai. Zota uga, zo solve your problem, yon kwa tiyata mira say. Na utawato wazi kunda kuma elections, ndio kwa maa kuisama disturbances na disturbances, ewe uta ukondeleza kukisa itala. Vai hii kutiyo vata ure ma differences. Avo, azawa siri kuono, nguwa iripo, moita zunzeni zo gade zanzirea kana. Other than it is, no patawe maa kukondeleza confusion, wana wacha msisi, no patino ku blackmail ya imanji kwa utakuti makatengwa bukozi amuzi kukakuti vizira sunoda vani
aywa tinote na zguru
I think it's important that I defend myself
though. Okay
because this allegation of kutita katengwa it's not only is it slanderous and the defamatory it is also very very false and very unfounded nukuti tunakuta wana
kutuza
ziri ndabota wana tika
vagura jena mirai wapindure mirai wapindure.
Tiri kutedzera bumbiro romutemo saka tiri kuti kana mutemo weparty constitution yeparty chiti ngatidai ndo zvatiri kuita Saka ramchiti kutedzera kwatiri kuita bombero romutemo kutengwa nezano abva hongu takatengwa.
Aiwa tinotenda vagura jenera rega ichitore vamwe vatereri pane vakawanda
vada kuti
vapinde muchirongwa.
Ndanga ndinoda kutaura vagutu kuti inini mukati hongu hongu mukati hongu. Asi ndinoda kuti kudzenzo bombero remutemo whatever zvamunoti muri kutevedzera kana kuti kudii kana kuti muve pamuri ipapo harisi basa ramuri kupinda nekuda kwechikoro zvamuri kuita zvese ini maleaders emapartis muri kuzviita nekuda kwechi tinokuvhotera isu vanhu vezimbabwe saka zvinhu zveri kana muchiita musada kuti muzviite nenzira yekuti hacho zvakadai hongu you are dead because of our votes without our votes munoramba muri mumabasa enyu amakaita echikoro kwete kutitungamirira saka tiri kuti isusu itai zvinhu zvenyu muchirangarira kuti isusu tiri kusafa tiri mumamisha tiri mumataundi matiri kutambudzika dai maitokozani kupe vakaita zvinhu zvavo nenzira sekutevedzera mutemo kwamuri kuti munotevedzera vaidai vakataura zvinhu zvavo before pakagadziriswa nhasi chamisa ari paari apa nechikonzero chekuti pakashayiwa mumiririri kualliance ivo vachiti havasi kuzvida vakadii kuzvitaura nenzira yakanaka
vakuru vangu kamakarasika vagura jena
ndinokuti
zvaita kuti tikamboonana ndotobonesara togarisana pasi nokuti isu tiri kuti hatidi kuti tiite masimba okubvuta ndosaka takaita mugabi akabvuta simba kubva kuna ndaba nenge isitolde vachiri kumozambique 1977 zvakatisvitsa papi ZANU PF ikaondomoka mugabi aita zvokuti zvokuda kutora power through the back door akaondomora ZANU akaondomora Zimbabwe so isu tiri kuti takachengetedza ndechakatanga we are prepared to defend the constitution not only of the party but of the nation to the last drop of our blood.
Tinotenda vagutu navagura jena. Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the divisions in the opposition MDCT ahead of the 2018 elections. Tinawamu watereri Gibbs on Facebook. We have J.E. Nkomo, who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you so much. We have Jiman Masunga, who says, I'm watching from African Chrome Mine in Kwekwe. Thank you so much. Marcia Chinowe, watching from South Africa, Cape Town. Chisa Chisa, thank you so much. James Chizimbe, from Mpumalanga. Abi Namatai Taderera, watching from Cape Town. Kirapo Chitova, arikuti hapana nyaya hapa. Maikupe, munhu aive netsitsi naye, vakabaya zvavo, save, vakamboedza chose, asi manje kamfana akachamisa, chekujaidza nekunyengerera munhu hapana vagutu naimi munoera gumbo rekupiko kwedu hakuna muera gumbo akadaro Rajab Kasose ari kuti live on radio in Tengwe Karoi I lived there at one time for 4 years Clever Mujaji ari kuti watching from Botswana Simon Mapera no we can't keep saying the MDCT for Chamisa as if there is another MDCT. Dr. Kupe was deleted and finished and clear.
Then Njabulo Nyanti says, Gibbs, can you reread my message? Mm-hmm. Okay, Njabulo, let's take it bit by bit. He says, haha, don't be confused. Go back to others. Otherwise, you'll never stand against Chamisa. Whether he is legitimate or not, he has people's votes. Don't confuse people. I think this is a direct reference to Mr. Kutu. And then we've got Baka Chizani, who says, why must Makupe join Mtogas? Still remember what the other gentleman said. Then Pamela Kumalo says, MTC Alliance Matso Tsi. Then Zephania Piri says, I'm watching you guys. So maybe let's take a caller. We've got Umbongen Stole. Come on. Baumbongen, Ujan.
Ujan.
Ujan Pirakulu. Agutu Tuena, Ulbana Jan Tavalon.
Ah, no, Tavalon is busy, ma, Patoku, Lavoma Coupe, Intervalles, Iron, the Iron, I was able to manage. Why is easy, my man, you're watching our writing, so on Zimanotiva, and Yazan, man. Kulumala, Kuluma, to confuse the banking and kanti bona into abayiqalayo ecaleni yesulekani kanti ukuthi bamamele khonoko kungizwa ngabanye eshamisa bekufanele ukuthi bona bamamele leyo nto esifunwa ngabantu be-MDC bonke behlangene manje sokunzima sokuze kuyiwa emakhothi ngesikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhankasa ukhetho bona bayakhonfuza manje kube lokhu befuna ukulandelela into engekho nje into ekhona ogudu bona babephumelela baphume kahambe babumbo kwabo okwabo inhlanganiso yabo abayifunayo bathiyane nge-MDC MDC sale injalo nje i-MDC thina siyelandela ichamisa bona nje abayekele ukukhonfiza abantu abenze into yabo abayifunayo baphume nje ku-MDC baphele nakungukuthi babone ukuthi banawo ama-powers okuphuma abaphume nje baphele bazenzele okwabo abakufunayo thina sizolandela ichamisa njengalokho nje abantu nje vela basebenzile nje basekele ichamisa yikho nje into esifuneka kuphela abantu bayiyenze bona abayenze kwabo bazivulele iphathi yabo ithi bekwabe bekhona ma bengakhona ababuyele futhi bexolise phezulu khona le harali ukuthi le nto leyo abayenza irongo lanjelechamisa akusekho okunye nje abantu kuphela into esesifuna thina yikubheka nje ekhetheni abantu bazithuzele nje umuntu abamfunayo njena abantu vele abaningi sesithuze ichamisa nguye lowo muntu okufanele alandele ugudu akayekele ube lokhu ebamba bambe lapha ma bethi bacela ukuthi bahambe bayekhulumisana khona le eharare yafistan abayi futhi manje yini ngesikhathi ukhetha ichamisa babengekho manje yini le nto abayikhalelayo into abayifunayo ayibonakali into abayifunayo abahambe abezokwabo abakufunayo baxotshiwe ephalamende abaphuma baphele bayekele abantu baziyenzele into abayifunayo iqhubeke kahle i-MDC alliance bangayikhonfuzi
esitole sibonge kakhulu sithole sizwile sijayela isikhonkwane lapho ungathulela kusasa so he says Mr. Gudu and Thokozani Kube did the wrong thing and they don't know they don't have a plan to go forward. And this is, you know, at the end of the day, what is confusing people is they are actually with the MDC. Mm-hmm. But it says, leave the MDC and form your own party. So he has apparently fired Kutu and others. So this guy, he says he's an MDC guy inside out and is supporting Nelson Chamisa. Mm-hmm. So maybe Mr. Kutu can react to that because he's saying, these guys did the wrong thing and they don't know what they're going to do next. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kutu?
They will look back and say, these are men and women who stood for the right thing. It is very important. I think I have to keep on repeating, Kuti. Ngatisadya poison nokunyala. Many people, even in life, anoziya kuti pamwe chinhu chinenge chiri wrong. Ongoti nokuti zvinotaridzika as if vanhu vakawanda vari kuti zviri wrong ndozvakanaka. Saka ndaungomhanyira ukoko nokuti ndozvino ndokunoenda vamwe. Zvine isu vamwe tinoti we are principled. Hatidaro. Chero ndikasara ndiri one, ndichizvava zvandiri kuita ndozviri right. Vamwe vari 100 million vachiita zvakashata vachiti ndozviri right. I will feel vindicated because I know history is going to judge us very, very fairly. Problem yatinaye ndeyekuti takakurira muZimbabwe yaitongwa nedictator Rainz Robert Mugabe. Aityora mutemo asinga respect even mutemo wemaelections achiriga achiita sei. Zvokuti at one time takatofunga kuti kana kuriga maelections zviri fashionable. Mugabe waibira maelections wairova vanhu waiita sei opinda mupower neganyabvu ongoti ndinodiwa navanhu vanhu vongoti hati anodiwa navanhu tingagodii saka tongoti ndiye president. Isu tiri kuti bodo, we have to draw a line in the sand to say Zimbabwe inofanirwa kuvakwa ne my principles, a patriotism, a constitutionalism, thousands of men and women, boys and girls, lost their lives. Kutitive nerusununguko. There are mass graves at Nyadzonya. There are mass graves in Chimoyo. There are mass graves in Mukushi, Zambia, of people who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Kutitive nerusununguko, runozi independence. We should not betray those people. Shiti kana zvaitwa zvakashata because seemingly those not very popular. Saka ndoro zvatinoda. Ndoda kupa mufananidzo. Kana uri kuchikoro, ona vamwe vachisvita mbanje, ona boys rinosvita mbanje, richitaridza pamwe kuda ndori nejoy ndori riri kufara. Iwoti sandodawo kusvita mbanje, nokuti ndo zviri zvingadzi zviri in vogue kana zviri fashionable. Tiri kuti kwete.
Thank you, Mr. Kudu. Thank you so much. We've got people who are asking us to call them. One of them is Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. So maybe we are going to call you as soon as possible. Yeah.
We still have Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yeah, hello, yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Mr. Mavinga, I think surveys that were done by the mass public opinion were indicating that people actually wanted, especially the opposition, to form a united front of some sort. But now there are 118 presidential aspirants, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. But of course, it is everyone's democratic right. This is why country was liberated, so that people can have choices. Some say the more, the merrier. But will these parties, 118 parties, not hit the opposition?
Oh, it will, in the ultimate, hit the opposition chances of winning. In fact, a grand national coalition or union would have been the way to go. In fact, and it's unfortunate that the MDC appears to have learned nothing from the history of previous splits under President Tsvangirai. If they had really learned something, it would have been that 2008 was the defeat, or the failure to get power was primarily down to the splits. And they should have done more and worked harder to prevent yet another split. So it's quite unfortunate, but that is, this is where we are. And I think we need also to separate issues. There are issues. There are two things that need to be clear, Blessing. Number one, when you look at numbers, yes, Chamisa has commanded the numbers now. But we also have to look at the other issue of legality and framework. In my view, from a legal perspective, it would not have hurt Chamisa to accept from the outset to go for an extraordinary Congress so that you have, you know, the clear legitimacy that is that then brings people together. I think that it was a mistake not to go for an extraordinary Congress and to derive authority from the National Council. But of course, if Honorable Guthrie has said, it is those who have the MDC constitution who know best what the position is in terms of the law. In the absence of that, we then have to stand guided by the course of law. But from a broader political perspective, this really is a recipe for disaster. It is tantamount to handing over power to the ruling ZANU-PF party. Because to approach this election with so much chaos and confusion and court cases, can you imagine, Blessing, even the idea of who is entitled to use the name MDCT on the ballot paper? That is up to the court to decide. And remember that, you know, in Zimbabwe, there is a level of our court systems being compromised. So they could use it in a way they could also maybe manipulate the process to benefit the governing party. So it's unfortunate, but the MDC collectively appears to be playing into the hands of ZANU-PF.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think there's a call.
Slow, mama lapake, umamoyo, ekwen. Mamoyo, kunjani? Mamoyo, uyangizwa?
Ngiyaphila kanjani, Gibbs?
Siyaphila, mama, ungapi khona? Ye, akutsho ke mama ukuthi wena udaba lolu ulubona njani?
Mina udaba lolu ngibona ngale ndlela. Ukhuphe kuthe owesman ube bephuma ku-MDCC kaTsvangirai. babe sola ukuthi uwe kithi kodwa ukhuphe wala elokhu ekhona phansi bazangasoli ngaleso sikhathi. So khathesi uSangrai kathanda ngabe kwazi ukuthi i-constitution iqakathekile ngoba ukhuphe ngayisapotile. So okwakhathesi ukhuphe sokuhlangana laye lapha sebona khona i-constitution i-PSC kathi izolo azangaboni ukuthi yayizeke iyayigcikele ngabanye babephuma. So namhlanje nasebusuku ngakho khonokho ukuthi sokuyenziwe kuye. So akusela ngenye indlela ngoba vele abantu bona ngokuthi nasebeyikho khona sebelandela khonokho ukuthi iyehliwe kayekhiwa i-constitution abantu sebezile ngodubo thii sebefuna ukushintsha nje kuphela ukuthi lokhu kuthena kuthi i-constitution vela kukanyedi ngoba ushuphe niwasapoti ukuthi imodemati ayethi i-constitution yena walelo sebandelele khona phaa. So nanamhlanje ngakuyalelo sebandelele.
So itso lapho uthi ungenzanga into eyiyo la
yakhathesi enza into eyiyo ngoba sekhona ekulimuka ngoba sekuyenzele kuye yena wayekukhangele ayekubone ngesikhathi sakho nayengakusoli ngoba ungaqondananga layo namhlanje sogqonda ye yena sokukhenzi kwakhe yena ugobo sokubona ukuthi sokuzizila pha ngathi izoni bengakubona
siyezwaamelokho
enjalo yena ngabumelokho enjalo njengoba ayizona njengoba wayizona ekubone yeqi-constitution ephakathi kwento wangaphumi walelokho esapota so nanamhlanje ngabe uyalelokho esapotile njalo.
Hayi mama uyitshaya esikonkosini mama siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mama is saying is a new dimension altogether. She says when Professor Oshman Ncube left the MTC, he was protesting against the violation of the constitution by Mr. Tsvangirai. And Ms. Kupe stayed behind. So now she's crying today because the reason is just because she wants to control things. So she's saying, no. In the first place, Ms. Kupe was wrong to stay behind with Tsvangirai. She should have left with the Welshman. So why now? I think that's a big question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, and some might also say that when Lucia Matibenga was deposed as the women's chairperson, it was actually led by Dr. Kupe, which many felt was not constitutional. What's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, that's a very debatable issue, Blessing, because I think that was more political than legal. Because what happened to Honorable Lucia Matuenga, a lady for whom I've got the utmost of respect, even up to now. I mean, or literally daily contact with her. I mean, she respects me, I respect her. I think it was more political than legal. I don't want to even think that it had more anything to do with the Constitution. But my personalities, my personal issues, some of these things I really cannot go deep into them because I don't think it will be appropriate. But Zhanga really angered on the constitution yet part, which was actually more personal than constitutional. Dr. Tsvangirai, Chagutu, apano ndinovenga. Taenda ku extraordinary congress in terms of article 9.21.1. Anenga awina. I will accept him or her as the new leader of the party. Whether it's Chamisa, whether it's Zulu, whether it's Gibbs Duhe, whether it's Mondora, whether it's Mudzuri or whoever. Those are two things. It is not about personalities. Ambuziko atinaram Zimbabwe ndeve kuti sakanyanya kugara muudzvanyiriri. We had the government under Adam Mugabe yanga ichisimbisa atingangoti iwo ma strong personalities as opposed to strong institutions. Saka vazhinji vedu kunyanya vechidiki vamwe vashoma vakangozvarwa after independence havana vamwe mutungamiri wavanoziva kusiya kwaMugabe. Vaiziva munhu anotonga zveudzvanyiriri anoda ma which institutions anoitwa manipulated.
But Mr. Kutu,
let us draw a line in the sand.
Mr. Kutu,
build strong institutions as opposed to strong personalities.
Mr. Kutu, I think there is one point that was raised by Mamoyo, who said Ms. Kupe remained behind when Professor Welshman Ncube left. the party, accusing Mr. Tsvangirai of violating the constitution. So, and Ms. Moyo Feather said, you know, at the end of the day, why didn't she leave with Professor Ncube, and why is she complaining now?
No, look, I really have no mandate to speak on her behalf, because I think it's only fair that was Taurile. But if I remember what happened in October 2005, it was more to do about the issue, Pakaitwa election, Kuti. Toi participate here, my elections, the Senate, kana kuti toregera. Right. Patorwa that decision, ndokubva, I think a majority by 1 year tingatisa participate. Then President, the late Tsvangirai vakatayo ngati participate. So, ndopakatangira nyaya ipapo yokuti vamwe vakabva vati makundikana marambirei kutevedzera chi zvarespektiwa kana zvadecidewa nemajority even if it was by 1 vote. So it was not so much about the constitution. It was issue yokuti kana tati nyaya ngaende kuelection, tikati majority should rule. Even yaita majority nemunhu mumwe, ngatitevedzerei izvozvo.
Mm-hmm.
That is essentially what caused the 2005 split.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we've got a caller on the line, and this is Mrs. Ndlovu. Mama Ndlovu, kunjani? Siyaphila kakhulu. So, ke, isikhathi ukuthi sesihambile. So, wena udaba lolu ulubona njani, Mrs. Ndlovu?
Mina, kimi, it's a sad state of affairs, the opposition. And it's painful to hear people celebrate Uweshulana Wama party because maybe they believe Chamisa has it or Makupegala. It shows us as a nation that we are not able to unite and put the country first. Because it's not about Makupe, it's not about Chamisa. It's about the people of Zimbabwe, abadubekileyo, abahluphekileyo, who were taken for granted for years, along with Sibale opposition. Every time when we get to a point where we think something happens. It's unfortunate. I'm not going to mention it is Ogama Kupe because I spoke to Makupe Mina personally the first time they had inoculated the sugar. Wapuma Nube, wapuma Miti, and I found the Puma in Makupe and what? But it's unfortunate that she gets out of the party at a time when we need the party to be together. Otherwise, as an opposition, if we can't stick together and learn to compromise and say, okay, this is what you want and this is what I want. But what does the majority of the people want? That's what funa I got tested as soon as I went to Zimbabwe about Kululeng. But told him, isn't it because we are back to normal. It's not about Tsvangirai. It's unfortunate Tsvangirai has left such chaos. But at the same time, I sympathize with Makupe, not because of Umam. I sympathize with her at the same time in Sitimina. If she leaves, she had to leave twice. She would have learned a lesson. But it's unfortunate that Mpile Okuse Pilile and interesting Muisile, who say we're at the end of her life when they say Lupene Jengan. Otherwise, Nabel Pau Mucha, and Situ Zavuga, a funded from the past.
Or maybe as a
woman, as a person from Matabelele, she should have stood up at the time when there was a mass division of crowd. No time at the Rasamba name. Katesu Sensere Zerelashai.
So, as a parting shot, can you talk to Mr. Opet Kutu and give him advice on what he should do next and then Miss Kupe?
Yes, and it's unfortunate, good, which we have come to this point. Ngoba, as we win, as long as Makupe elaphana, uChamisa elaphana. Instead of taking izinto out of context and going public, abantu laba be-MDC esiqaliseni, after uNgqongqoshe uTsvangirai, they should have tried to get together And before they even started campaigning, if Nutswangirai Wabo, they didn't even show you respect to the Kalebi Nutswangirai Simbege and then mourn and go back into politics. Mm-hmm. It was politics through and through. And Ogutu, it's unfortunate, I don't know how old Ogutu is. Ogutu Laboma Kupe, if you have a life again, when you see things cracking, Kupat Gotas is a man. Uchamisa Mtuana. He saw these things happening. Abanye abantu bekhahlelwa belahlwa as if they didn't matter. Now he's doing what Oma Kupe Laboma watched for years when it was happening. It's unfortunate, Ogutu. It's painful. Some of us were there when MDC started, and it pained us to see MDC lobby come. And it pains me as a Zimbabwean citizen, the opposition is going to do something. And it's unfortunate. I understand his part. There is division. Division, so this is sent out. But it's unfortunate to have until much they see it as an opportunity to hear the chance that they're going to vote for.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to watch Chaban, they're out of the country, they're not there. I want to watch Dala, think we want to go to Ogutu, Laboma Kupe. It's a vote lost.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Really about them.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mrs. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. She's in Seattle, Washington State. So sibongile kakhulu mama. Abantu sibilwa kuchayela izandla lapha kulo Patrick urutsatse uti point from umama Priscilla umbizo layo uti Priscilla is spot on. So ke kunjalo ke siyabonga kakhulu.
And of course many are complaining why we didn't bring Honorable Tabitha Kumalo to defend the party. The phones we want to apologize were a bit problematic, especially Econet lines. That's why we had to call Mr. Ogutu, who is on a 712 line, and Mr. Mavinga, who is in South Africa, because we did try Honorable Tabitha Kumalo and also Honorable Innocent Gonese and Mr. Luke Tamborino. Unfortunately, we're not successful. Regaitende kunemwe mtereredu wa Murambiwa. Makadi. Ai watine urombo mazoramba manyanya makabata kwengu ya kareba tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Ai nini maonero wangu nini ndimu shona but in repese kana ndikitarisa the politics kana ndikatarisa kaku muda kwa kata anaye kupe na obet gutwa kuona kwangu kurashika kwa wakatoita nikuti katarisa Nibungire la mtia mura ura kuta ura kuti ndio uru kutaji waka. Tiri kutaji hapa ground kuti wa masakota asili wano, hari kuti wano, hata mutika. Nekutako utongi wa zano pirefu, uru kutaniri ya wano, chitambura. Saka, ajasi nyayayi kutunga niri ya wati nyingi, ndio tunga nira gana wati nyingi, ndio tunga nira. Yanya ya kutaka munu, ano diwane wano, kuti wano, anu kagona kutu wabatane wa pangwe chete, zano piresi, mbo bao pachikano. So that my youth is to go and my opportunities to go and a basa for everybody who know the Oshanda or Munika. My investors are got to meet the issues. Otherwise, the Hungarian man in any ten year nine because I'm Katarisa mind making my company. My shares are good to one party is until for an old one time. My investors. Kukondresa wati nikayadisha we ni mainvestors. Saka, anandaka tarisa chiniro chiripo esesi. Asichai iti zingangore maguti amaya kupe. Na obet gutu waka buda. Wadzoke sawo bati na iyo wari kusuona wu. Iveni kubla wayo. I'm happy because niwe rujuwewe kingewele yu hawa.
Aiwa, vamurambiwa, tinotenda zvikurungwa yedu ndo isina kubira zvakanaka asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dewa Mavinga and Mr. Obet Kutu. Thanks to our callers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, bye-bye. Have a nice weekend.